The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 13 and 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 14, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
So, how to become advanced? These are the prescribed methods. Tapasā. Tapasā, tapo means voluntarily taking some disadvantage. Tapa means described if there is fire, so if there is heat, but the method of tapasya is that during summer season, they ignite some firewood all round and sit down. Already there is scorching heat, and still all round fire and one has to sit. These are the, some of the examples of that. Similarly, in the winter season, it is very cold. One has to go down the water up to the neck. This is the meaning of tapasya. Voluntarily accepting some severe condition of life. In this age, it is very difficult. But this is the meaning of tapasya. Voluntarily accepting inconvenience. When there is cold, one has to take the help of heater, fire. No, no heater, no fire, but go deep into the cold water. Of course, it is very difficult in your country, because the water is so cold, and if you go deep, immediately finish. I have seen in New York, one dog, he jumped over, immediately finished. I have seen it. That is, that's right. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind, and that these people in this age, they will not be able to undergo severe austerity. That is not possible. In this age, every man, Alpayusha means very short living. The limit is 100 years, but who is going to live 100 years? Nobody is. If one is 80-70 years, it is considered. Within 60-70 years, everyone finished. But the age limit is 100 years. So what tapasya he'll do? What meditation he'll do? In the Satya-yuga, by meditation, one could get perfection. Just like Valmiki Muni, he meditated for 60,000 years. Because in those days, a man used to live for 100,000 years. Gradually it is reducing. In the Satya-yuga, man and woman used to live, human being, up to 100,000 years. Then, next yuga, it was 10,000 years, reduced by 10 times. Then next year, next millennium, it is 1,000 years. And now in the Kali Yuga, it is 100 years. So it is very difficult to perform tapasya. But the recommendation is there. Tapasya brahmacharyena. Brahmacharya, tapasya begins brahmacharya. Celibacy, no sex life. That is the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. Meditation means tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena. Someone to control the senses, to keep in equilibrium. Senses may not be agitated. Samena. Even it is agitated, by my knowledge, I have to curb them. Just like if I become agitated by seeing a beautiful girl or for woman a beautiful boy, that is natural. Jubati inam yatha juno, juno yathu. Young boy, young girl, they are naturally attracted. There is nothing surprising. But tapasya means that I have taken vow, no illicit sex. That is knowledge. Why, even if I am attracted, I shall not do. This is tapasya. Because I am now attracted, now we shall enjoy. That is not tapasya. Tapasya means even one is attracted. He should not act. That is correct. There may be some difficulty to control, but that should be practiced. It can be practiced. It is not very difficult, but one has to practice the determination. Now I have taken vow before deity, because at the time of initiation, it is promised before the deity, before the fire, and before the spiritual master, before the Vaishnava, that I will not have illicit sex. That is promised. How can I break it? This is God. I have taken vow before the deity, before fire, before my spiritual master, before the Vaishnava, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no drinking or intoxication, no gambling. I have promised it. If I am gentleman, how can I break my promise? This is called gyan. With knowledge, one has to discover. That is called tapasya. With knowledge. Otherwise, to become attracted, that is not unnatural. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, he was sannyasi, he said that even if I see a doll made of wood, a beautiful woman, my mind becomes agitated. So what to speak of us? This is an example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing himself. So to be agitated in the mind, that is not unnatural. But if you practice, then you will not meditate anymore. If you practice by your knowledge, then you will not meditate. That is called dhira. Dhira tattamayati. You have to become dhira. Dhira and adhira, there are two classes of men. One is sober. Even there is cause of agitation, still he remains power. This is called dhira. And adhira means, as soon as there is cause of agitation, he becomes victim. That is called adhira. So, we have to become dhira. We have been adhira in so many different forms of life. Because I am coming to this human form of life after evolution of 8 million forms of body. Jalajana, Vrakhani, Savara, Kanupuri. There is evolution. So after Bhusambhavanti, after many, many years, I have got this opportunity. In other lower animal life, I have enjoyed the senses in so many ways. The sense enjoyment is not very difficult. even there, Vishaya Phalu Sarvatrasya, the hogs and pigs, they have got facility for sense enjoyment. They do not care even who is you. Even he sees mother or sees sister or sees daughter, they enjoy it. That is hog life. You have seen. There is no discrimination. The monkeys, they are enjoying sense life. So everyone enjoys sense life. So why I have got this valuable life, human form, not life? Why I shall become a living entity like hogs and dogs? This is Bhaktavya. Why I shall become hogs and dogs and again I shall put myself in cycle of birth and death? I have got this life after so many evolutionary process. Why not practice little tapasya in this life? This is knowledge. If by practicing little tapasya, restraint, I can get relief from this reputation of birth and death, why should I not do it? This is knowledge. And if I again become victimized, the laws of nature is there. If you want, you can enjoy. Nature will give you. All right, you want so much sex. All right, come on, become a hog. Yes? The nature is ready. It is not very difficult. Therefore, the Shastra says, no. This life is not for becoming a hog and dog. Nāyama deho deho bhājāgani loke kaśkāna kāmān arhati vīru jāngi. The whole world is working so hard. They are going to the office, they are going to the working hours, hard livelihood. But what is the pleasure? The pleasure is sex. The ultimate goal is sex. Janamaitunāyamedi-sukhammi-tuccham. One should consider this is sex indulgence is given to the hogs and dogs, and for the same enjoyment I have to work so hard. This is knowledge. The same enjoyment. I have got this human form of life for understanding Krishna, for understanding God, my position, what I am. I am not this body, I am spirit soul. I have been put into this body, and because I have been put into this body, the body is material, it must finish, it must be finished, anything. It has got six changes, anything material, it has got birth, it has got growth, it has got after effect, then dwindles, and then finished. Everything, anything you take, you make it, this is called sarvika, six kind of changes. So I am eternal, na annate hannamane sarire, I do not die. After this body is finished, and again I will have to tathārehāntara prāpti. So this is knowledge. One has to always think of this. That is called tapasya. So, little, kandrujanena karayu riva dukkha dukkham. This is śāstra. What is this sex like? That is said, kandrujanena karayu riva dukkha dukkham. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham. Grihamedi means one who does not know what is the aim of life. Grihamedi and grihastha. Grihastha means although he is living with wife and children, but he knows what is the aim of life. That is the grihastha asram. As the sannyasi knows what is the aim of life. Similarly, a grihastha also may know So such grihastha, such life is allowed, who knows the aim of life. And one who does not know the aim of life, simply enjoys sex, he is called grihamedhi. These two words are in Sanskrit literature, every word has got particular meaning, particular thought. It is therefore is called Sanskrit, most profound and purified literature. Sanskrit. Sanskrit means purified. Sanskar. Just like we offer sanskar at the time of initiation, purification. So our main problem is the sex life. That is, because sex life is the basic principle of material life. Either you are a human being, or you are a demigod, or you are a bird, you are a beast, you are a fly, you are a fish, you are a tree, plants, everything. The basic principle of material life is sex. Pungsham sriyami thunibhavami tat tayur mitha vi gayaranti maav. Everything is there. We have got books to study and follow the practice. Be little sober, then you there is not that, you will not be able. You will be able, and Krishna will help. As soon as you are very eager, then Krishna will help. Tesam satatajuktanam bhajatam tripikulpanam. So therefore the deity worship, along with deity worship, we should always pray. Krishna kindly save me from the pitfalls of Maya. He'll do it. But if we want to cheat Krishna and cheat Guru, then he will be cheated. That's all. The Guru will not be cheated, neither Krishna will be cheated. He will be cheated. That's all. If you want to be cheated, then do whatever you like. And prolong your term of reputation of Bhagavatam. And if you want to stop it, then here, the tamasa brahmacharjina samena cha samena cha. Tagina. This is also one of the tapas. Don't keep with you anything. Then you will make plan. Let me have illicit sex. Let me have intoxication. As soon as you have got money. The best thing is, as soon as you get money, immediately you spend it for Krishna. Say again, charity. Tyagina means charity. Not that you starve. No, that kind of time is not. You keep yourself fit to execute Krishna consciousness, but don't give much money. Immediately giving charity to Krishna. Krishna can take your charity as much as you can give. Just like Bali Maharaj, he secured the whole three worlds. He became master of the three worlds. That means upper planetary system, down planetary system, middle planet. But he was a devotee also. Therefore, Krishna came to him as Bhavana. Charayasi vikramane bali madhumata bhavana. Padanakha nira janita jana pavana. Kesabadhita bhavana sari. Jaya jagadish. So, because he was very proud of his position, so Bhavana then came to Bali Maharaj. Maharaj, you are Kshatriya, you are very charitable, I have heard. If you can give me little land, Bali Maharaj was very much pleased. Yes, I will give you. How much land do you want? Just 3 feet. 3 feet? What did you have come to me? Yes, that one. Yes. So, all right, I will give you. 3 feet. So, by 1 feet he covered the whole star. And the other feet he covered the whole down planet. So, Muni Maharaj understood that what kind of beggar is he. Yes. So, Bhavandev said, "My dear Muni Maharaj, you promised 3 feet, but by 2 feet you have finished all your position. Now what about the other feet?" So, Muni Maharaj, he was a devotee, he said, "My Lord, don't worry. Still there is, it is my head. Place your other feet on my head." The Bhavandev said, "Now you have purchased me by your charity. I shall remain your doorkeeper. So, if you make charity to Krishna, you can purchase Krishna." Yes. Although Krishna is all-powerful proprietor, you can purchase Krishna. So do that. If you have got any money, spend for Krishna. Thank you very much.